Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, let's not forget the website. It's so important, folks. Not only great info, you log on, you pre-register for all the great webinars and events coming our way. We got two. Coming up, we're going to tell you about two. That is correct. Big day, yes. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's how you log on and get involved. The Dow Jones yesterday, listen, we're in a bear market without question. Lost over 320 points. Futures is up about 230, 240 or so as we speak. 29, 260, your starting point. So very important report coming up. And here to take the reins is my very good friend, Mr. Craig Ferentino of the Craig James Financial. Good to have you on a big day. Big day. Boy, I'll tell you what a volatile week it's been.
Yeah, what yes. It was trading was a little light yesterday due to the holiday. Today's another holiday, so we'll see. But we are seeing positive futures looking very good today. Jay, you know, we slid into a bear market. That's probably the big headline there. And we're starting to see that, now that we hit the bear market mark, which is down 20%, we see some buying coming in. So the first thing that we learned so far in this market is the idea of buy the dips when it's low. You don't hear me saying that, but a lot of people are saying buy the dips. People have bought the dips. If you bought the dips so far, of course it's never over a 60-year period or a 30-year period, but if you buy the dips so far, Jay, it's been the worst buy the dips scenario since 1931. So there you go. Jay Powell's come up with very hard, cost-cutting measures. They were pumping a lot of money into the economy and buying the dips. So far, has not helped. Doesn't mean that you can't do it in the futures, but you can now. So, yes. We're going to get some information today, though, which will be helpful, and we'll see how that goes. But the Commerce Department will report today on the August durable goods orders. That's at 8:30. And we'll also get the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index. Again, we're looking for things. You know, obviously, home prices are going to come down. We have mortgage rates over 6%, so it's going to slow that up. The funny thing is that you could raise the interest rates, and people say, "Oh, I was going to ask $500,000 for my house. Now I'm not. I'm just going to take it off the market." So you don't know if that price went down or not. They just made the inventory less. When you make the inventory less, the demand is still high. So let's see what the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index says. That's for the month of July at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. In the month of July, we broke 6% on the mortgage. It's not looking good, by the way, if you're running for office right now, if you're on one side of that coin. Not looking good. These numbers are not good. Consumers not happy. The Conference Board releases its Consumer Confidence Index. That's another one. And we'll start to see with that. We also get some news from Jabil Ferguson, Calmaine. Those are stocks. On the other side of the coin, Jay, the other side of the coin, terrible thing. We're getting a lot of political. Italy has elected a new prime minister. People don't realize that their leader, Italy's had like 70 changes of government since World War II. So they're painting this person out to be radical or whatever, but seems like that might be good for business. It might be good to increase, and also as a challenge to the overall EU, which is has their own. You have to buy everything through the EU. Your economic policies are based on that. Some of these countries are worse off than others, and Italy is one of those. And so they are. Then along with Britain, who never joined the EU or had a Brexit. You'll see these some changes, same thing happening where they're going to shore up their own They'll see some initial pain in the beginning, and things may be coming back. So the good news is some of these other stories that the lumber prices, Jay, have fallen back to pre-COVID levels. As you know, lumber is a commodity. It does bounce up and down. And so now if you're doing some construction on your house, at least that part of it is covered. And we're also seeing some other things. Walmart's going to enter into the Roblox metaverse. Roblox is a big gaming company that got pounded in terms of the stock price, but this will give it some lift. Elon Musk was supposed to be deposed on Monday, along with CEO Jack Dorsey or Simon Agarwal of Twitter. And they're still talking about bots, but for some reason, it seems like it was put off on the side. And as a result, the stock of Twitter, which already has a set price, although it's trading well below that, is starting to rally a little bit, thinking, hey, maybe this deal will go through at that price. I'm not saying that, but that's the impression that some people have. All right. So we have, for upcoming events on our end here, Jay, we have, Life Insurance Awareness Month. We have Ferentino 15. We'll talk about how life insurance is a crucial part of planning your financial future, protecting your family, and helping your next of kin get low taxes going forward as they share things going forward. And that's what we have. And then on Wednesday the 28th, we have 5 steps to protect your online identity. That, you know, that presentation keeps changing. There are new search engines out there, there's new browsers. We want to make sure that works for everybody. So we'll teach you how your data becomes exposed and some things that you potentially face and 5 steps you could take today to protect your online identity. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And that's all I have for today, Jay.
It is a lot, and we're going to watch it. Hey, quick question for you. I was reading something last night. I wanted to ask you regarding big banks, Bank of America, that type of thing. Is it true they invest or buy whole life insurance with the money that we all deposit, give us loans, utilizing that interest from the whole life insurance they have bought? Is that possible? I was reading something of that nature. I wanted to see if you had any confirmation of that, my friend. Anything?
Well, as you're creating what's called the money market or some of your bond investments, they do go to the market and they'll buy GICs or general insurance contracts, which are like whole life. GICs are a investment, kind of like a CD issued by the insurance companies. So in order for them to get the yield in their money markets, they do go out to the market and purchase as part of a portfolio. Not 100% of the money markets based on insurance companies, GICs, but they will go out and do that, yes.
Excellent. Had to confirm that. Good stuff. We will watch the day in bear market form. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see what happens day 6 of this slide, if possible. We'll see if there's a kind of a changing of the guard in that respect. Sir, we'll await. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. We await those 2 great events tomorrow on life insurance and identity. Very important stuff tomorrow. A double dip as far as the great Craig James is concerned. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Always good stuff.